McGraw-Hill Audio presents Winning the Loser's Game, Timeless Strategies for Successful Investing. Written by Charles D. Ellis. Read by John Lesko. Chapter 1. The Loser's Game. Disagreeable data are streaming steadily out of the computers of performance measurement firms. Over and over again, these facts and figures inform us that investment managers are failing to perform, that is, to beat the market. Occasional periods of above-average results raise expectations that are soon dashed as false hopes. Contrary to their often articulated goal of outperforming the market averages, the nation's professional investment managers are not beating the market. The market is beating them. Faced with information that contradicts what they believe, people tend to respond in one of two ways. Some ignore the new knowledge and hold to their former beliefs. Others accept the validity of the new information, factor it into their perception of reality, and put it to use. Investment management, as traditionally practiced, is based on a single basic belief. Professional investment managers can beat the market. That premise appears to be false. If the premise that it is feasible to outperform the market were true, then deciding how to go about achieving success would be a matter of straightforward logic. First, since the overall market can be represented by a passive and public listing such as the Standard & Poor's 500 Stock Index, S&P 500, a successful manager need only rearrange his or her portfolios more productively than the mindless S&P 500. The manager can be different in stock selection.